It's that time of year. Spring cleaning is in full swing. Here are some things that you might not know that you can do to extra deep clean your home. I kinda like you. Toilet siphons. First off, what are toilet siphons? I didn't even know what this was. But the rim of the toilet bowl where all the water comes out as you flush is what is known as the toilet siphon. If you're like me, you're probably cleaning your toilet all the time and don't even think about the fact that even though you're scrubbing around the rim, there's some things that are inside the toilet siphon that you may not ever see. One thing that you should do every once in a while is duct tape off the entirety of the interior of those siphons so that they're all sealed up. After you drain all the water out of the toilet, you can fill the tank back up with a vinegar or something else and then flush it. That will sit inside the toilet siphon. You can leave it there overnight and it's gonna go ahead and break up any lime or other scale that's developing inside those siphons. Electric stove burners. If you have an electric stove and the burners can be removed, you can go ahead and get these cleaned off really well every once in a while. First, you wanna start off with taking just a damp cloth and some dish soap and just clean them off after you take them out of the stove. The second thing you can do after you get the initial stuff cleaned off is make a paste out of baking soda and water and let it sit on the burners for about 20 minutes. Once that's done, you can scrub it off and you'll be amazed at how clean they are. Glass cooktops. Obviously, you can't remove the burners from a glass cooktop stove, but you can still get it cleaned with basically the same kind of steps. The first thing you want to do is get a really hot, soapy dish rag ready to go and spread out a lot of baking soda over your glass cooktop. After that's done, wring out about half of the water out of that rag and lay it over the baking soda on top of your glass cooktop and let it all sit on there for about 15 minutes. Once you're done, you can scrub it all off and it'll look almost new. Wash your pillows. This could be one of those things that a lot of people overlook. Most people are washing their pillowcases but never even think about washing their pillows. Not necessarily the best thing to do. Every once in a while, you should go ahead and throw a couple pillows in the washing machine on opposite sides so it doesn't go off balance, and you can throw in a couple tennis balls that are clean to kind of keep them fluffed back up as well. When you're throwing them in the washer, go ahead and put in some laundry detergent and then throw in some bleach as well. It'll go ahead and clean any kind, it'll kill germs and bacteria. Vent covers. I'm gonna be honest, this is one that I didn't even really think about because I always clean the surface of my vent covers, but it's probably a good idea every once in a while to make sure you're doing an extra deep clean. Especially if you have metal ones, it's pretty simple to do. Just go ahead and wipe them off, throw them in the dishwasher, and just run them through a hot water cycle, and then you're gonna be good to go. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.